Well, Frank, huge news with Michael Murphy announcing his retirement. What was your reaction to the news when you heard it yesterday evening?
Yeah, I suppose the majority of Donegal and Donegal supporters and people in general was probably one of surprise and I suppose disappointment. It's almost surreal, you know, to think that we'll be going watching Donegal next season playing and Michael Murphy won't be taken to the park, you know, so it's going to be certainly a new chapter, I suppose, for Michael in his own life, but certainly a new chapter for Donegal football too.
Yeah, as I said in the outset there, you've soldiered through the trenches with him. You made your debut in 06, Michael came along in 2007, so you were all part of that fantastic generation and period of Donegal football. Could you see it from an early stage when he came into the senior ranks that there was something really special about him?
Yeah, I suppose I was probably on the panel for a year previously, and then of course Michael came onto the panel in early 2007 and still played minor that year, and then came in, you know, to the qualifiers, you know, later on in that year, and we both played down in Carrick-in-Shannon and that drawn game that went to extra time, and I suppose I think we played Westmeath following that, you know, and it was probably on that day really that such a young man at that stage, you know, only really starting out in his under county career, that I probably first stood back from the other end of the pitch and matched up and thought to myself, you know, boy, am I glad to be on the same pitch as him, you know, and luckily enough, I suppose for us and for all Donegal people, you know, he's been there since 2011, moved on then, you know, to captain the team for 12 seasons, I think, and all, you know, and each and every one of those seasons, he probably played his captain role, you know, better than anyone else could, and, you know, simply by leading by example, and you know, he probably didn't ask any player to do anything that he wasn't willing to do himself.
Yeah, Michael was a seriously talented footballer, one of the best the country has ever seen, the greatest Donegal football probably ever, Frank. But there will be a lot of players would like to just have one attribute that made Michael Murphy so special. What was it that all came together that made Michael Murphy such a unique footballer?
His drive and his determination, you know, football and skills, you know, we'd all be delighted to have such skills, you know, but, you know, his sheer drive and determination, you know, probably set him aside, you know, he made the most use out of all the attributes that he was blessed with, you know, and I suppose not alone on a personal level did he do that, but he also got the best out of his teammates around him as well, you know, but his pace for such a big man too, you know, that a lot of people would look at him and maybe think it was all physicality, but you know, his speed over the ground too, you know, it's hard to describe, and you know, such a physical presence, you know, coming at speed, you know, it's, you know, I know from experience in the training pitch and like many others, you know, it was such a hard task to deal with any time you were asked even to stop or to curtail, you know, what he could do in a football field.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen a lot of the tributes and very much fitting and deserving that have been put out there in social media and here on Highland Today about Michael Murphy during his playing career with Donegal. But it was interesting to hear Jim McGuinness, the manager, speak on Highland Today and was asked about what your memories, and everybody would think it's the memory of lifting the All-Ireland that is the one would stand out for Jim McGuinness. But it wasn't the case, Frank. He said that in 2012, the year that they won the All-Ireland, it sort of struck him that during a training session that he was on the pitch and they were doing the games that you guys used to be involved in, it was 7 minutes a game and then there was a 3 minute rest. But he said the intensity and the ferocity and the level that Donegal was at was the thing that sticks out, and in particular the level that Michael was at, it because he was charging at one stage at him like a bull. That was a very, very special time for Donegal football, Frank, for Michael Murphy and for you as a collective being led by him.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you know, looking back, and I suppose Michael will probably look back in retirement now, you know, and we do, I suppose, realise looking back now how blessed and how lucky we were, you know, to have such a group, and I suppose to have Jim McGuinness as the manager and Michael as captain at that time. And really it was, you know, it was a joy to go to those training pitches and, you know, to know that each and every one of us were going with that, you know, that mindset, that, you know, that we were going to, I suppose, to do Donegal justice and to play, you know, and to play, realising what a privilege it was to play for Donegal, you know. And many of the memories, you know, that the scores that Michael got, and it might well be a cliche, you know, I suppose, you know, for me to say that goal in the All-Ireland final is probably one of my memories of Michael, but not really of the quality of the goal, you know, or the passes that led up to it, but for the weeks and you know, leading up to that All-Ireland final, I suppose we were being told at training night in and night out that we were going to win the All-Ireland, that once we got to a final, we were going to win it. You know, and a lot of that time, that voice was Michael on the lead up to it. And I suppose, just think back to that All-Ireland final, we probably had a nervous enough start, as you would imagine, in an All-Ireland final. But I think what the sheer ferocity and conviction that Michael put that ball in the back of the net, I think, you know, each and every person in that stadium in Croke Park that day realised that, you know, he scored that goal with such conviction that, you know, there was no choice but for us to go on and win that All-Ireland. And I suppose that's probably the qualities that Michael had, you know, as captain, that, you know, no matter what was said before and the lead up to games, he always backed it up, I suppose, with his actions on the pitch then too.
Yeah, somebody made the suggestion one of his greatest games ever as well was at the Kildare match in 2011. He came on in the first half. He didn't actually start that day. Is that correct, Frank? I'm just thinking back to that game.
Yeah, I think he might have been carrying a bit of an injury into that game. Yeah. And I think maybe even in the dying moments of that game, I think, you know, Michael came out and recovered a bad pass into the corner. I think someone put up a clip of it and flicked it up into his chest and evaded two or three tackles and kept the ball alive for that one and score as well. But I suppose it's, you know, when a player like Michael does retire, you know, the tributes that are said to him, it's almost, you know, that is there a tribute that you could put into words that would do Michael justice, you know, and for the person he is as well, you know, aside from the football attributes he has, it is hard to put into words, you know, the role he's played in Donegal football since 2007.
Yeah, fantastic ambassador for the county, Frank.
Yeah, one of the best.
One of the best. Obviously, you've played against him at taking on a club match.
I have, yeah, at times. I'm not sure how it went, but
You have marked him, have you?
maybe the odd time it was maybe there might have been two or three of us marking him at stages, but look, it's fitting, you know, for Michael, and even in his statement after, you know, he mentions his club quite often. It was always, you know, a great love of his along with the county, and it's testament to him as well with the success he's had at county level that, you know, his club during those time, it's no coincidence, and during Michael's time, you know, they've captured three Doc Maguires, you know, and probably would have been unheard of up until Michael's time, and yet in all, as much effort as he put into the county, you know, he backed that up with his commitment and effort with his club, and I suppose continues to do so today too.
Yeah, and everybody will be talking about the memories of Michael Murphy and his playing career with Donegal. There's so many of them, and listen, he pulled it out of the bag for Donegal on so many occasions, and everybody will now want to be speaking to Michael now in the next few days and in the next number of weeks to congratulate him on his playing career. And as we finish up here, Frank, I'm sure you want to do that as well.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I suppose, as I said before, we're just delighted, you know, that we got the chance to be part of a special group led by Michael, you know, and football aside as well, you know, he's a real, genuine, honest person, you know, that outside of football as well, and played his role as captain and as a footballer to a tee, and really as a teammate and a former teammate, you know, there was nothing that you could ask of Michael, you know, whatever was to be done. Michael would have been first to do it and first to lead, and I suppose we're definitely privileged to have him.
Yeah, and just one other word on Frank, on Michael. Would you expect Michael to be on a line? Do you see Michael as a future Donegal manager?
Yeah, I would say no doubt. You know, the passion he has for his county, you know, as a player, I'm sure that won't disappear, you know, now that he has retired, and, you know, I would say it's almost in his blood, so it is, you know, to get back involved and to help out at some stage with the county. And I suppose the players like Michael don't come along too often, and I suppose his experience and the things that he's picked up from the various managers that we've been lucky to have will certainly put to good use for the betterment of Donegal football.
Certainly will. Listen, Frank McGlynn, I appreciate you taking the call and joining us live here tonight on the Score programme and to talk about the great Michael Murphy. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Sergeant. Thank you.